Thank you, Mr. President. The following statement is delivered on behalf of the Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action, comprising United Nations entities engaged in mine action. The United Nations would like to thank the coordinators on victim assistance, Austria and Chile, for their work towards the implementation of Article 5 of the Convention. In the words of the UN Secretary General, there are more than 1 billion people with disabilities in the world. Realizing their rights is a matter of justice and investment in our common future. It is also central to realizing the core promise of the 2030 agenda to leave no one behind. To call attention to the rights and needs of victims, in December 2022, the UN appointed Mr. Giles Dewley as Global Advocate for Persons with Disabilities in Conflict and Peacebuilding Situation. Mr. Dewley will complement the work of the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and will advocate for the universalization of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and the Convention on Cluster Munitions. In early 2023, the UN endorsed an International Mine Action Standard on Victim Assistance, which was developed in consultations with relevant stakeholders, and which clarifies the roles and responsibilities of mine action actors in victim assistance. We hope it will be a useful tool in achieving the objectives of the Convention. Over one-third of UN mine action programs are engaged in victim assistance services. They most frequently provide orientation and referrals, and when funding is available, complement national efforts to facilitate access to a broad range of services and develop victim assistance policies. The UN urges member states to provide appropriate care and ensure the full and dignified reintegration of victims in society, including through the dedication of resources and enhancement of capacities. This morning, I just got some data from the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, reporting 925 civilian casualties caused by cluster munition between February last year and August this year. So these are many new victims who will also need multi-sectoral assistance from national authorities and international partners. Thank you.